Hello and welcome to the Daily Info Oxcast. It's your weekly roundup of all the best, most exciting, most unusual events happening in and around Oxford. I'm going to be talking about comic spoof theatre and folk music.
I'm talking about football feminism and Charles Dickens.
And to kick us off, we've got Jen talking about a new musical she saw last night at the Burton Taylor Studio.
Yes, this is In Her Eyes, is a new student musical. Entirely written, produced, played, sung, all by students. It's a new musical by student Toby Huelin, who I think is from Jersey. And I think it was actually a sort of commission from a school near his home. And it's interesting, it's entirely female cast. So you might think that it's sort of narrowing your options a bit. If you're creating a musical, then you've only got sort of one voice register, but they use it extremely effectively. And it's essentially about sort of girls bullying other girls and the awful consequences that can result. So it's not the cheeriest musical, but it's certainly very topical.
So is it like Musical Mean Girls or not quite as comedic?
Musical Bridesmaids?
So more like Mean Girls and Bridesmaids. Yeah, it's about the sort of terrible consequences of gossip and being mean to each other in the school holidays.
In school, so it's, yeah, they're playing people who are younger than themselves.
Yeah, they're playing 17-year-old girls, although one girl's playing the mother of the person in question. And there's this mysterious male figure who's a sort of possibly a bad boy in her life, who you never see, you never hear from. It's very effective as a sort of mystery. The crux of the story really is about whether or not he's bad or whether this is entirely made up malice.
And how long is this running for?
This is running all week. I believe Saturday is very nearly sold out, but it's on every night. It's the late show, so it's 9:30 at the Burton Taylor. Which I think is very civilised, because you can get supper first.
Absolutely. Brilliant, thank you very much, Jen. So Annalise, you've got some more theatre as well?
Yes, also at the Playhouse, but on the main stage. If you want to see a masterclass in perfectly executed physical comedy and spot-on timing, then you want to go and see Mischief's Theatre, excellent name of theatre company, mm-hmm. The Play That Goes Wrong, which is at the Playhouse until Saturday.
We've had a review of this as well, I think.
We have, yes. I quoted our reviewer in the opening. And so it started as a short fringe show and then made it onto the West End. And now it's on a huge national tour. So it's a really, really good success story. And the play itself is about a small amateur dramatics company attempting to produce a 1920s murder mystery kind of Christie-style show. So it's a spoof of a cliché, of a cliché, of a cliché. And our reviewer did suggest that it was a little bit Marmite. So it's either you're going to love it, it's going to be totally a sense of humour, or it's not.
Oh, that's always really intriguing if it's something like that that you're going along to.
Exactly. Whether or not it is totally your bag or not, it's really slick, it's really high energy, and I mean, to be honest, who doesn't find, like, Schadenfreude funny? You can just laugh.
Bit of slapstick.
A bit of slapstick. Nothing can go wrong. If you're missing panto, it's been a few weeks now, this could be it. So you can go see The Play That Goes Wrong at the Playhouse until Saturday and make your mind up.
Awesome. Well, Alwyn is no longer with us on the podcast, not just in life, but this is a gig that he would have absolutely loved. He would have loved talking about this one, so we're thinking of you, Alwyn.
For you, Alwyn.
This is Dan Isaac versus Scroobius Pip at the O2 Academy on Thursday at 7. They've been to Oxford loads of times. They're this hip-hop, spoken word, electro-fusion duo. We saw them last year at Truck Festival, where they just absolutely tore the place apart.
It was insane.
It was completely packed, and they were incredible. But yeah, they're back in Oxford again. They had a sold-out gig in October, I think. They brought out a new album at the end of last year, Repent, Replenish, Repeat.
Obviously lots of new material as
well.
Yeah,
lots of new material, and I'm sure lots of the old stuff like Thou Shalt Always Kill, Cauliflower. It should be really good. They're just so good on stage and have so
energising.
Incredible
so
energy.
Sort of political, and sort of there's so much worth in the lyrics, but then at the same time you're just going a little bit crazy.
Yeah, it's going to be really good. There are still quite a few tickets left, but yeah, definitely book before. Don't just turn up on the door. That's on Thursday at the O2.
Also on Thursday, for something a little bit more low-key, there's a pair of folk singer-songwriters who'll be strumming away at the Art Bar, formerly the Bullingdon Arms, on Carly Road. And headlining is an Irish-American singer-songwriter called Aoife O'Donovan.
Great name.
Lovely name. She was formerly the lead singer of a bluegrass band called Crooked Still, if that rings any bells. Mm-hmm. And she released her debut solo album last year, which is called Fossils. And her solo work is a bit more country folk, and she's praised for having really imaginative lyrics. as well, so you definitely want to pay attention to those. And supporting Aoife is a local alt-folk artist called Bethany Wymers, who can be described as Florence without the machine or Kate Bush in a cathedral.
Best I like description
ever. So they will be on from 7:30 p.m. at the Art Bar for some folky melodic music.
Yeah, very different vibe, but cool.
Completely different vibe. Just a few doors down.
Yeah, that's what you get on the Cali Road. Well, back in town, this is earlier on Thursday at 5 o'clock, A.C. Grayling in Blackwells. This populist philosopher, might have heard of him, he's on TV quite a lot, a friend of Richard Dawkins. He's got a new book out called Friendship, and he'll be doing a talk about it, and I'm sure you can buy his book as well. But Friendship explores the changing nature of friendship over time, and how with new technology, for example, you can have a friend thousands of miles away and you may never have met them, but they could be your friend. And what's the difference between a friend and an acquaintance and a lover? And he talks about the use of friendship in literature over time as well, starting with the ancient Greeks and working his way through sort of the history of literature and the changing nature of friendship. So he'll be talking about that at Blackwells, and you can then buy his book, and I'm sure I'll sign it for you as well. Tickets cost £3. You do need to book in advance.
Sounds lovely. Make some friends whilst you're at it.
Yeah, exactly.
On Friday, there's another talk. The acclaimed author of over 70 plays, Alan Ayckbourn, will be speaking at the Oxford Playhouse from 5 p.m. on Friday. He has won so many awards. His plays have been translated into so many languages. His career has been spanning so many decades. Even if you think you haven't read or seen one of his plays,
probably have.
You have, okay? Except that you have. And he'll be interviewed by his biographer, Paul Allen. He's known to be quite a private person, so this is the ideal person to sit with him and ask the right questions to kind of produce an interesting dialogue for everyone. So, nicely planned. Mm. And this is part of the Playhouse's quite regular Friday at 5 talks, which are a really nice way to just unwind before the weekend and fill your head up with lots of new knowledge.
Yeah, so I've heard some great reviews about friends who've been along to some of those. Just amazing speakers and so knowledgeable and, yeah.
Nice atmosphere, very relaxed, and you'll be far more intelligent than you are at 4 p.m. on Friday, which is always a good thing. Tickets are only £9 and you can book through the Playhouse, and that's Friday.
And this is heading up a sort of mini season of Ayckbourn at the Playhouse.
Yes,
as well,
the Ayckbourn Ensemble will be there the following week, and we will tell you more about that next week.
So tune in next week. I've got another talk again on Friday. So this is a rival talk. This is at Mansfield College. And the title of the talk is The Joys and Tribulations of Being a Feminist Man. And the talk is going to be given by Jon Snow,
legend.
The Channel 4 news presenter. Absolute legend. Yeah, news presenter and tie enthusiast, also known as. It's a little unexpected that he's come to Oxford, but actually he went to Teddy's School in North Oxford, which I didn't know about until today. And I think he's gone to various events and spoken about his views on feminism before.
Yes, he was at the Women of the World Festival at the South Bank last year and did a talk. And he's not, you probably wouldn't think male feminist and see him as, you know, the front of it. But it's nice to have somebody so high profile and quite classy and knowledgeable to be talking about the cause.
And so well dressed.
And so well dressed.
Yeah, so that's Friday at 5 at Mansfield College, and it is free.
On to the weekend, there's some theatre at the Constant Arts Centre for families. Every year, for 6 years now, the Bristol Old Vic Theatre School students create a family-friendly version of a Shakespeare play and then tour it round, and it always comes to the Cornerstone. And last year it was Romeo and Juliet, and this year they'll be performing The Comedy of Errors. It's at 6 o'clock on Saturday. So The Comedy of Errors, it's mistaken identities, it's just a complete mess. It's very, very funny text and really dynamic and very easy to watch. And it makes a perfect introduction to Shakespeare.
Yeah, for sure. So it's just on the one night?
It's only one night, yes, and then it kind of pops around different places. And the Old Vic Theatre School is also such a well-regarded sort of training centre for actors, so you can expect something really professional and quality, and it's not going to be dumbing things down or making fun of it in any way. It's going to be a really good show.
And names you can drop to your friends in years to come.
Exactly. Saw them in the Comedy of Errors in a kids' show, and that's 6 o'clock at the Cornerstone.
Cool. I have more family activity because football always is. It's a fixture at Oxford United this weekend. On Saturday at 3 o'clock, they're playing Wimbledon, AFC Wimbledon. So they're still in the running for promotion to League One next year, even after the loss of their manager, Chris Wilder, to Northampton Town just a few days ago. Tickets are around £20, and it'd be really good to go along and support the boys, especially through this difficult time.
Aww.
And marginally cheaper in advance, book ahead, and it's at the Kassam Stadium.
So we spoke about MASH last week in the podcast, and they were doing an experimental opera. And this week there is, there is more experimental music from MASH. And Miranda has been to some of their events before, so she is going to tell us a bit about them.
Well, they're extraordinary. I mean, they're absolutely delightful. If you're a musician, then it's obviously going to be fascinating for you. If you are really into crazy music but don't know a hell of a lot about it, like me, it's a great idea to get a tame musician, preferably someone classically trained, and go along with them.
Okay.
And then they'll tell you all about the bizarre time signatures and so on that are going on. MASH is music at St Hilda's, and they do all sorts of concerts and so on all the time. And on Saturday, the Saturday 1st of February, they're going to do a free, what looks effectively like a massive jam session. They're going to be in different bits of the building.
Oh.
Different groups in the Jacqueline Dupre, which is a lovely building, from 7pm. And it's a bit of theatre, a bit of improvisation, a bit of new compositions, and it sort of contemporary, classical, but electric, and they're not afraid of using a washboard with a clarinet or you know, sort of jumping up and down to produce percussion, or, you know, they are really inventive. And so what I've seen in the past is absolutely no predictor of what's going to happen this Saturday,
no.
Basically, because, you know, it's Oxford's most avant-garde, incredibly accomplished, incredibly well-trained musicians.
That's the best, seeing people who are at the height and know exactly how to produce a noise in music and see them actually mess around with that.
Yeah, and see them having fun,
yeah.
Basically, which is what all this is about. So yeah, it's free, 7pm, Jacqueline Dupre this Saturday.
And it's as mad as it sounds.
It's as mad as it sounds.
Thank you. So one last thing on Saturday.
Yeah, this is at the Phoenix in Jericho. Ray Fiennes, he is starring in and directing a new film adapted from Claire Tomlin's biography of Charles Dickens. And this focuses on a secret relationship he had with a younger woman called Nellie Ternan, who's played by Felicity Jones. And it's going to be a one-off performance of this film about 3 weeks in advance of its full release in the UK. But it's followed by a Q&A with Ralph Fiennes himself. It's going to be so good. It's unbelievable that he's coming. Like, you get quite a lot of Q&As, but usually it's sort of tiny little documentary director, and they're
exactly,
really good,
yeah.
But this is like a proper star. He's going to be talking after the film, and you can ask him your own questions. I checked this morning, there are a couple tickets left, so I would book really, really quickly. But yeah, an incredible guest to have along coming to the Phoenix.
And a new departure for him as well. Don't know if he's directed much before.
It's his second one. He directed Coriolanus, that he starred in as well, so he likes casting himself.
He knows a good actor.
Yeah,
he's
been getting really good reviews there, and it's nominated for Best Costume Design because it's obviously going to be beautiful period costumes.
Everyone loves some Victoriano.
Yeah,
well.
Absolutely. So that should be really good, and you should book ahead. Book quick.
Now something to end the weekend on Sunday. Claimed as perhaps the funniest, sexiest and dirtiest show of 2013.
Ooh, naughty.
51 Shades of Maggie will be making its filthy, saucy mess at the New Theatre this Sunday. 51 Shades of Maggie is a spoof of the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy.
Yeah.
So it's going to be explicit, it's going to be kinky.
But Maggie, meaning Maggie Thatcher?
No, Maggie, just a standard lady called Maggie. It's a one-woman show. So the actress Adele Sylvia plays the lead, Maggie, but she also plays a whole host of other characters and people in Maggie's life. And you don't have to have read 50 Shades of Grey. You will know about it, so knowing about it is enough. And you'll still get a kick from this show whether or not you have read the erotic literature, which is fine. But basically, if you want to have a giggle about bedroom antics and euphemistic names for genitalia, then Maggie is your gal, and she's at the New Theatre from 7:30pm on Sunday, the day of rest, for some naughty, naughty theatre.
Well, if you feel like something a bit more art house rather than quite so naughty, at the Phoenix, again, I just can't stop talking about cinema, but this is the start of a Wes Anderson season that they're going to be having in the run-up to the release of The Grand Budapest Hotel, which is a new film coming out in March. So it's starting this Sunday at 12:45 with Bottle Rocket, which was his first feature film. It's actually the only one I haven't seen, so I'm definitely going to have to go along to this. So that's going to be playing, and then it's pretty much every week from then on you're going to have Rushmore, Royal Tenenbaums, Darjeeling Limited, Fantastic Mr. Fox, Moonrise Kingdom every Sunday at 1.
That's good that there's a sort of rhythm to it.
Yeah. I think Fantastic Mr. Fox may be on the Saturday because it's a kids film as well, but most of them will just be at 1 o'clock every Sunday. But he's one of my favourite directors, and he's really stylish, makes some really beautiful stories like Moonrise Kingdom, but really interesting like Roald Dahl adaptation with Fantastic Mr. Fox, and some original screenplays that were Oscar nominated for Best Original Screenplay for Rushmore and for Royal Tenenbaums and Bottle Rocket and things like that. So,
and it's a really great way to sort of do a promotion to play old films with a director to get you into it for the new one.
Yeah,
it's really nice to go through the back catalogue.
They did the same with the Coen brothers with the release of Inside Llewyn Davis, and I think it was really successful, and again, like a very popular director, they're doing it with him as well, so it should be really good.
So we've got Miranda back with us to tell us about Orangeade, which is next Monday.
Yeah, Orangeade, or Orangeade, you can say it whichever, is going to involve Bill Bailey the famous comic.
Excellent. He's awesome. He is really awesome. I'm meaning to rewatch Black Books. My list of things to rewatch.
I love him in Black Books. Anyway, he's coming in the flesh to the New Theatre Oxford on Monday the 3rd of February at 7:30 p.m. to talk about comedy stuff, because that's obviously what he does, but to raise funds for the Sumatran Orangutan Society, or SOS, which is actually their UK office is based on the Cowley Road, pretty much opposite Daily Info, and they're an incredibly cool charity. All the proceeds of this gig is going to go to support their work protecting orangutans and protecting the rainforest, where orangutans and many, many other species live, obviously seriously under threat in Sumatra. Sumatra and Borneo are the only two places in the world where the orangutans live. They're the only Asian great ape. And the Sumatran orangutan is actually a different species from the Borneo one. It's Pongo abeli rather than Pongo pygmaeus. and it's got lighter hair and a longer beard. So, you know, if you love beards, this
beards
is something to support.
In.
Yeah, beards are definitely in.
The baby has a beard, the orangutans have a beard. I can see why they booked him.
What's not to love? He's also supported by a fabulous lot of other comics. There's Rob Newman, there's Sarah Pascoe, there's Paul Foote. It's hosted by Bill Oddie. And it should be an absolutely great night. Really, really, really splendid. And yeah, it's for these amazing, amazing creatures, which are obviously massively under threat, as everyone knows. They're very slow breeders, is the problem. They lived about 45.
Oh.
They're very, very, very human-like. Not purely in terms of intelligence, but in terms of life.
Other women trying to go get careers. And
yeah, exactly. This is the problem. They've only got time. They've only got time for three kids, and the average adult lifespan of a female orangutan. Because it takes them about 7 or 8 years per baby, and they've got to spend about 5 years teaching it how to forage and do stuff for itself in the wild. And obviously there's massive pressure on the habitat, because there are far too many people in the world, and we all want palm oil. So they're cutting down all rainforest, growing lots of palm oil, selling it to the decadent West, who put it in lipstick and cake and millions of products in the supermarket. And so it should be an absolutely great night. And it starts at 7:30, Monday the 3rd of February. And yeah, I absolutely love Bill Bailey, and I absolutely love orangutans.
It's a good combination.
It's going to be a fabulous night. And you can find out more about the SOS group on orangutans-sos.org, and that'll tell you, it's a brilliant website, to tell you all you need to know about their work.
Thank you. And finally, the last event in the Oxcast this week, there are the Folk Rockers, who are the hosts of the Cropperty Festival, mm-hmm. Fairport Convention, are performing at the St John the Evangelist Church on Iffley Road next Tuesday from 7:30 p.m. Even if you've seen them perform before, which is likely because their career spans about 45 years, they always make sure that they refresh their catalogue and have a new set list every tour. So there's going to be some of their newer releases as well as some of the older ones, and it's going to be totally refreshed from previous tours you might have seen.
A great venue as well at the SG.
Beautiful, beautiful venue. And if you've seen their summer tours, again, the winter tour is completely different because it's much more electric than the summer tours, which are a bit more acoustic, outdoors, at festivals. So even if you've seen them before, which is likely because it's Oxford and they're always around, this is going to be different to all the other times.
There's a reason they've been going so long, it's because they're awesome.
Exactly. They are folk giants and they have a mental touring schedule. So this gig at the SJ Church is basically the first, I think, and last chance to see them now until Cropperty Festival in August.
Wow.
So if you are a fan as well, it's now or never. At the SJE Church on Iffley Road on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m.
This has been the Daily Info Oxcast.
We come to you every Wednesday afternoon telling you all about the best events in and around Oxford. If you want to find out more about these events, you can look on our website dailyinfo.co.uk,
where you can also find a job or make a new friend or find somewhere to live. We've got listings for all of those places, as well as guides and reviews.
You can also follow us on Twitter at Daily Info Oxford, or like our Facebook page, search Daily Info Oxford.